I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
How was your mother-in-law's birthday party?
Oh, it was so nice. The family together, the sun was shining. It was all of her favorite things. It was a really nice day.
So it was a surprise party?
Yeah.
So was she surprised?
I think she was, except that my father-in-law may have blew the surprise a little bit, but I think she, for the most part.
Here's the thing. Dad doesn't do well with instructions, right? So my brother told him at least half a dozen times, don't pull right up to the house, park at the next road over, wait till the other cars arrive, and then do it. And then, of course, he pulls right up in the driveway.
This is why I hate surprise parties. Like, it's so complicated. Like, just tell her that you're having a party and people are coming over. I never understand this. Alicia, are you a fan of surprise parties?
I am. I think that it's cool, although I've never had one in my life.
Well, I don't want one. You can have mine if I ever have one.
Feels like the onus is on me now to make sure that that happens sometime relatively soon.
I'm just saying, I've never had one. I think it's cool when people are surprised like that, except I don't want to show up looking like homeless. Like, somebody's got to be like, you need to be dressed up. Like, mm-hmm. You got to trick me and tell me I'm going somewhere because, you know, I need to have my makeup and my hair and, you know.
Well, that's what happened at my bridal shower. I had a surprise bridal shower and it was huge. It was like 150 women. And like, I showed up and my roots were like down to my ears. I wasn't wearing anything pretty. I was like, Ma, like, are you kidding me? And after that, I was like, I never want to surprise anything ever again. I look at the pictures of me and my bridal party, but the bridal party looks beautiful. It's like they found me on the side of the road. I'm in the middle of all these pictures.
They saved you. It was an outreach program.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Bridal shower. You're supposed to be part of that planning. That's
not in my family.
You're supposed to look your best at your bridal shower. Terrible, Anna.
So how's been cleaning out your basement? I know that you're getting ready to start construction, and my heart goes out to you because I'm on week 7 of my construction in my kitchen and I've gained 7 pounds.
I am so excited about the basement getting done. The only downfall is the basement now lives upstairs in the living area.
Right.
All that furniture, all that stuff is just shoved in random places. And of course, we're having company tomorrow that we've actually never met. There's also cardboard boxes blocking off our staircase, so Barkley can't go up and down the stairs. It's a mess here. It really is.
Yeah, that's kind of how my house is. I've just gotten used to the fact that I live with RAM board on my floors now. That's just how we roll.
Alicia is a clean freak anyways. Like, she keeps everything so orderly. She's always constantly walking around talking about the house is filthy, and I can't see anything wrong with it. She forgot the tax paperwork is still on the dining room table, too. So it's anywhere you turn right now, it's just chaos.
Wait, what strangers are coming to your house tomorrow?
So, you know, my sister in California, we found each other. We're going on 2 years now. She has an older sister. She's coming to meet me and my siblings.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, bringing her husband, kids, the whole nine.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned, we're all sisters, so it's exciting.
You know, you hear all these stories about the 23andMe and the Ancestry.com, but like, it's really nice that it worked out so well for you because you have such a nice relationship with a sister that you didn't even know you had.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't always work that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm not sure that I even saw him much this week, so I'm going to give him a B, Anna. I don't think you really messed anything up. I haven't seen him.
That's always the thing. Whenever you don't see him, he gets a good grade. Raven, just keep hiding. You're doing
I do
a
better
job.
And better.